Hi, this is Film Alluation. I'm going to be talking about The Rebound. I remember seeing this at the Edinburgh International Film Festival in 2010 and being torn in anticipation. It looked tripe, but it's showing at the EIFF. I was very pleasantly surprised. Not to bore you, I was in a very soppy mood, so perhaps I was susceptible to its charms. Okay, after a second viewing, let's see how it holds up. Every so often, a piece hits the news about the trend in older women dating younger men. Say some local news story, for instance, talking about a dating site devoted to these demographics' mutual attraction. Also, recent cinematic and television output includes I Can Never Be Your Woman, Michelle Pfeiffer, Prime, Uma Thurman, Cougar Town, Courtney Cox, and Cherie, Michelle Pfeiffer. You may be thinking, whoa, that is a trend. But hold it, my listener amigos. Two of the most influential movies of Hollywood's counterculture, Birth, covers these same topics. The Graduate in 1967 and Harold and Maude in 1971. These latter two have cemented themselves into pop culture. It'd be unfair to compare The Rebound to that. It is a rom-com, a word sullied by the sheer volume of junk that falls within that genre's purview. But it is superior to most of the mainstream's modern offerings. This is about two rebounds. Two people who had their partners cheat on them. Even before the credits are finished, we witness Catherine Zeta-Jones, Sandy, see her husband blown by some douche. She's 40-something with two kids and has them move to New York City for a fresh start. 24-year-old Aram, the hangover's Justin Bartha, has discovered his French wife is just using him to get a green card, while simultaneously having an affair with her quote-unquote brother. Sandy and Aram meet. They're opposites, they have their best mates comment smugly on them, blah blah blah. But what elevates this above the noise of cliché is that the dialogue is engaging, the actors are winning, and the ending is immensely satisfying. I could go on to say how The Rebound doesn't talk down to women or men. Contrast the what-the-F mess that is Bride Wars. I could also say it's both romantic and funny, thus living up to its genre. On paper this shouldn't have worked, but against the odds, it somehow does.